Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Should rugby fans be allowed to drink in Croke Park? Because Leinster and Northampton play at GAA headquarters on Saturday, but fans have been told by the European Professional Club Rugby that out of respect for the GAA's rules and regulations regarding alcohol consumption, fans can't drink at their seats. 1800 453 106, that's the number. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this today. Actually, if you're a Leinster fan, if you're going to Croke Park to the Leinster-Northampton game this weekend, love to hear from you on the show today. Irish Times rugby correspondent Gerry Thornley is with us. Gerry, you've argued before that, you know, it's time to ban booze during games at the Aviva. So what do you think about, you know, should Leinster fans be allowed to drink in Croke Park then?
Yeah, they should be, absolutely. Beforehand, during the interval and afterwards. Just like GA fans, the exact same. And do you know what? I'd say for the vast majority of the 82,000 people who bought tickets on public sale for this game, they will be genuine rugby fans, engaged from the start, and it won't be that big an issue for them. This is much more of an issue at Six Nations games, particularly in the Aviva Stadium.
Well, the GAA fans don't drink in their seats.
That's exactly it, yeah. They don't drink their seats, and I think it should be the same for Leinster fans. The GAA fans, I've gone to All-Ireland finals, you can drink beforehand, you can drink in the interval, and you can drink afterwards, and that's fair enough. You just don't bring your drinks to seats. The reason I started this campaign about the Aviva was hearing the story of a man who was brought to his first game in decades by his son and counted how many times he had to stand up and sit down again during a match in the Six Nations Aviva. And he's in his 80s and he had to stand up 88 times. And he said, thanks, son, for the tickets very much, but I'm never coming back
again. Never coming back again. Yeah. You see, but the thing is, though, like I've talked to you many times, Gerry, and there's always a huge reaction to this, you know, about people drinking in the Aviva at rugby games and particularly at the National, at the Irish games as well. But like, you know, there's always a mixed view on it. However, when you go to Croke Park, you can drink before, you can drink half-time, after. You just can't bring it to your seats. So why should rugby fans not have to follow that rule?
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I believe that's the way it should be for rugby fans as well. I find it embarrassing as a rugby correspondent of the Irish Times that there has to be a separate rule to allow rugby fans to drink at games and at their seats, as if they're not really engaged in the sport and they're just along there for the corporate day out, which of course in many instances is true during the Six Nations. There's a couple of factors at work here. At half-time in Croke Park, it's really well organised. Pints are already kind of 80% poured and ready to go, just topped up. They have a very efficient operation there. Whereas I know of somebody who worked in both catering companies at the Aviva Stadium and Croke Park, who started pouring pints 10 minutes before the interval at a match in the Aviva, and her boss asked, what are you doing? And she said, explained why that's what they do in Croke Park. So, oh, no, we don't do that here. I just think they're more efficient, number one. The queues are quicker. And number two, a lot of fans go to Six Nations games in particular because a huge tranche of tickets, the vast majority, over 30,000, I think, go to clubs via their branches. And branches have sponsors and clients whom they need to reward. Clubs are the same. It's very expensive running a club in this country, Andrea. There are 50 senior clubs, another 98 junior clubs. And it costs $250,000 a year to run them. A lot of them are taking on extra, you know, teams, they're trying to run women's sections. This requires separate dressing rooms. You know what electric heating bills are like, lighting bills and so forth. I was at a Division 4 game last year and the average cost of running the two clubs is around the $300,000 mark. So they've got to raise their money from somewhere. Their allocations are going down. And the other problem, of course, is the Aviva is too bloody small, unfortunately. We all know it. 50,000 as opposed to 82,000.
Patrick's on the line as well. Stay with us, Gerry, if you don't mind. 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch. Patrick, do you think rugby fans should be allowed to drink in Croke Park this weekend?
No, I don't think the rules should. I mean, I've said that I think we need to, for sponsors and for the people who pay the big concessions to be there to sell beer and sell whatever else. But no, I don't think that the rules for Croke Park and that the GAA have set down should be changed. I do think you can, if somebody wants to get out of their seat 5 minutes before half time and go down if the bar is open 5 minutes early, that's a compromise, but definitely not having the up and down consistency of people, as Gerry described, there 80 times sitting up and sitting back down, which I've experienced myself. So no, I don't think the rules should be changed.
Because it's going to be, it's the normal stadium rules apply as are in place for all games that are hosted in Croke Park. So even if you left that 5 minutes earlier, Patrick, you wouldn't get your pint.
No, absolutely. I mean, that would just be, to me, a compromise. But look, 5 minutes is 5 minutes. There's enough. I've said it to before when I've spoken to you, Andrea, is, you know, there's a reason why in America that they have the four quarters in all their sports. It's not because the sport was designed to have four quarters and give the players a rest. It was designed so people could sell more during the breaks, so that people can go down and buy merchandise, buy food and beverage, etc., etc. So we have, with all our sports, just one half time. We have a 15-minute window to sell as much if you are in that side of the business, which I have been in the past. And it's challenging if you only have that 15 minutes and you're paying a concession to be at an event. But at the same time, you have to respect the rules. You make the choices to go there and attend. You have enough window before to sell product. And if the result is good, people tend to stay around afterwards and continue to enjoy the atmosphere.
But it's also the case, is it not, though, that American football games go on much longer?
Oh, well, they do, because you've got so many breaks, you know, and not. So you've got your three breaks as opposed to one break.
Keep the fans interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's an entertainment. Now, at the same time, I'm not saying that we need to follow the American rules. I went to my first ever ice hockey game there, and recently in Chicago. And, you know, what we see on the TV and this amazing atmosphere isn't the reality when you're there. People love to jump up and down when they see themselves on camera. And really the atmosphere for most of the time at the game was really not good.
Okay.
So I don't think we should be following them necessarily on that point.
Jerry, I've a text from a listener here who wants to query your anecdote. The statement made about the 80-year-old man having to stand up 88 times during a rugby pitch, it cannot be true. Tell Jerry that means he had to stand up every minute for the entire game plus extra time.
Exactly. Well, his own son was sitting beside him, and his own son told me the story.
Yeah.
Look, Andre, that's not an isolated incident.
I know, sure. Look, every time we talk about this, Jerry, we'll be flooded.
And the same for me, Andre. My inbox is flooded like never before, like no other issue in the game. And the amount of what I would call, quote, true rugby fans, unquote, who've told me they've just no interest in going to Six Nations games in Dublin anymore. And that's a real problem. At one of the games this year, I think it was a Scottish game, there was at least, they reckon, 50 empty seats around where they were based. You know what I mean? And usually in twos, groups of twos. And less people, I think, true rugby fans are coming up from Connacht, coming up from Limerick, Cork, down from Belfast, so forth, partly because of the expense of coming to a match in Dublin now. Certainly if you're going to stay the night. And I just think it's a real issue for rugby. I don't want, like what Patrick was talking about there, I don't want Irish rugby matches becoming like South African games where they're just there to drink and dance and see themselves on the screen. Like Irish rugby, the best rugby occasions in Irish rugby on home grounds, be it the Aviva, Thomond Park, RDS, Sports Ground, Kingspan Stadium or Musgrave Park, are always when it's near to a full house, fully engaged, watching the game, singing and chanting, making their own noise. We don't need piped in music.
David and Calvin says absolutely they should be allowed to drink. It adds to the entire occasion and you never see any trouble. Another listener says Lansdowne Road, wait to take an order before pouring. There's a queue at half time, about 20 people long, and it's as if they don't expect there to be a crowd. John has got in touch to say, I think the rugby fans should be allowed to have a drink at the match. Rugby fans are more refined than gaff fans, according to John. Yeah, I've no doubt, John, you're absolutely going to stir the pot no end with that comment. Probably a bit unfair now as well. Alan's on the line. Alan, do you think rugby fans should be allowed to have drinks at Croke Park this weekend? We should say it's just at their seats now, the rule's in.
No, I think, as Jerry said, pre-match, at the interval and at the end of the game. If they're that badly off for a drink, they shouldn't be able to play the game anyway.
If you can't manage to sit through the match.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Like I've been to games myself whereby people in front of you, people behind you, or people either side of you, you're constantly getting up to let people out. You run the risk of getting drinks spilled on you from behind or in front, whichever way the people are facing going in with the drink. Moments later, they're going to need to go to the bathroom and back in, and it's just a recycling. It's the same the whole time.
Are you a regular,
for someone,
Alan, at Croke Park or the Aviva?
Relatively.
Yeah, you'd go frequently enough to matches, would
I
you?
Would,
rugby
I would,
or GAA?
Both the GAA and rugby, yeah.
Yeah. And would it bother you, you know, if you were going to the Leinster-Northampton match this weekend in Croke Park, that you couldn't bring a pint to your seat?
Well, Jesus, not for a second.
No.
Absolutely. I am going, and it's not going to bother me
you?
For a second.
Oh, great, right.
If I wanted to have the drink instead of watching the match, I'd go to a bar or have it at home.
She might have one beforehand.
That'll no,
solve the
art.
Whole problem. Couldn't be bothered.
No, sorry for the language. No, it's not for me. I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to get the buzz of the game to see what's happening, not to have beers.
Brendan's with us. Brendan, I believe there's a compromise here, is there?
Well, I think one possible compromise would be to let everybody have their drink, but have it not in the stadium up behind at the bar. And that way they wouldn't be interfering with the people who are sitting in their seats.
To have your pint at the bar beforehand.
Well, even during the match. I mean, if they want to disappear off and go drinking, that's fine. But the thing that for many people is very annoying is to have people coming and going all through the match, bringing pints and sometimes spilling
the pints. Oh, sorry, Brendan, apologies. You mean leave the bar open for the entire time?
Yes.
Sure, but that's what causes the problem, isn't it? People up and down, it frustrates fans and...
But if they were up there drinking, they wouldn't be frustrating fans. The thing that I think can be quite annoying is that they come and go throughout the match. They're bringing their drink to and from their seat, and it's annoying for people.
But then it annoys people the fact that you've, as Jerry mentioned, you've a load of, you know, empty seats around you, and it impacts the atmosphere. It's a waste of seats.
Well, I'd prefer to have empty seats than have people sitting there drinking and spilling pints around the place.
Is that the compromise, Jerry, then? We're back to square one.
I thought, I don't know. Obviously, I don't go drinking during the game. I'm working in the press box. But I thought the concourse was open during the first and second half. And there are plenty of people who would be found out there drinking. Whatever about that, I wouldn't have thought that's absolutely necessary. I don't see why... International Irish rugby matches have to be so different from all other rugby matches and sporting occasions, whereby the bars are open all during the game and people can come back and forth to their seats. I went to the FAI Cup final between Bows and Pats, well over 40,000 people. Brilliant atmosphere, fans engaged, no bringing to and from drinks from your seats, you weren't allowed. I've been to Arsenal matches, I'm an Arsenal supporter, the exact same, the Emirates Stadium. They open the bar beforehand, at half time, and after full time whistle, and it's closed during the first and second halves, and you're allowed to bring drink to your seat. Mm. I mean, why should rugby be any different? I don't get it. Like, particularly if you're paying so much money for a ticket. Japers, why wouldn't you just sit there and watch and be invested in it? I don't get it.
Listener here suggests that perhaps the solution or the compromise is make half time 30 minutes long. That would facilitate people who want to go and have a pint. Another texter says, my dad used to bring a hip flask to the rugby games. Didn't disturb anybody. Quite happy. Dave in Cork was at the Munster South Africa game in Super Value Park 18 months ago. Was drinking there at the seats. It was an absolute nightmare. Dave says people were standing, they were sitting, they were standing. Total disaster. And another listener has got in touch to say, if any rugby fans can't face the match in Croke Park on Saturday without booze, would you please advertise your tickets for resale to the real fans? 087 1400 106. That is the number. Thanks a million to all of you for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.